listener production.
The Aussie market takes a breather after an impressive winning streak.
And find out which company made a $2 billion deal that caused its share price to fall today.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Wednesday, the 8th of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Good afternoon, Laura. Well, we've had 4 straight days of gains, very impressive improvements over that period as well. But today the market did very little.
Yeah, in those 4 days, we're up close to 3%. At the moment, it could go either way. So we're leading into the close now. We are up by just 1 point. We were down by a couple of points just earlier. So we don't know exactly where it's going to end. If we do end up even by 1 point, that means we've extended our winning streak to a 5th straight session, which is going to be pretty remarkable if we're able to do that. Now, at the high of the day, we're up by around 0.25%, but at the moment, basically flat, taking a breather. And that's after a very busy day yesterday, right, with the RBA's decision.
Well, yesterday our market was up 1.4%. It was the best day for our market in roughly 3 months. And you're right, it was all around the Reserve Bank. Not so much about the decision to keep rates on hold, because that was expected by 30 and 31 economists who were surveyed, but it's more around what they flagged about the future. There was a bit of everything in that statement, but basically the bottom line was that rates are on hold at these levels probably for longer, and the RBA refrained from kind of warning of any rate hikes coming up anytime soon.
Yeah, and I think that was the key takeaway for markets, and that's why we did propel so much higher, because obviously we had that quarterly inflation read that was a little bit hotter than expected. So I guess markets were sort of prepping themselves for the RBA to come out and say, look, hiking rates is a possibility, but they didn't quite do that. They were more neutral in their stance and just said that we're going to hold rates where they are for a little bit longer.
And last night, it was a very subdued session out of the United States, which has generally done quite nicely recently. So very little movement overnight. That kind of flowed through to our market today. There were a few big decliners in the US, though, the likes of Disney, Tesla, Nvidia, you know, some updates or earnings from some of those, and a very quiet rest of the week as well for economic data or major meetings in the US. So the market seems to be in wait-and-see mode, but things are certainly going to ramp up next week with a whole host of things to watch.
Yeah, even though US markets were subdued last night, they did still manage to lift, which means it was their 5th straight session of gains over in the US. That's their longest winning streak since December. So still pretty impressive. Even if the moves aren't huge, it still extends that streak.
If we look at sectors today, it was a bit of a mixed bag, but really no significant winners or losers on the market compared to what we saw yesterday. So even those areas that kind of went backwards or barely moved, they did rise strongly yesterday. The financials up about 0.5% at the moment. They were up 1.3% yesterday. The miners, they're down about 0.1%, but that comes off the back of 4 straight days of gains. And consumer discretionary, down about 0.3%, but they were up close to 2% yesterday. And that was kind of seen across most other sectors as well.
Exactly. As you mentioned, most of those other sectors that move, they didn't move by very much. So that's why we saw sort of that flat outcome out of the market. But they were still some of the best and worst performers of the day, which we'll get to. The worst performer, shares of money manager Perpetual. So this morning they went into a trading pause, and that was before releasing an announcement confirming they will sell their corporate trust and wealth management businesses to equity firm KKR for just under $2.2 billion, along with the Perpetual name. So this is so that they can focus on their asset management business, saying the deal will make the company a leaner, debt-free global firm with $227 billion in assets under their belt. Now, I went back and had a look at some of my notes and some of the announcements from earlier this year. And the interesting thing is that Washington Soul Pattinson had a $3 billion offer on the table for those businesses, but Perpetual rejected that offer, saying it undervalued the potential for Perpetual's share price. So that was back in around January, and now they've gone and sold it for almost $1 billion less 5 months later. So investors didn't react too well to this news. Its shares did hit a 6-month low today, down by 7% to be today's worst performer.
And Perpetual's down about 12% since the start of this calendar year, which is significantly worse than the broader market, which is up almost 3% at this stage. The other side of the coin here, we've got PolyNovo, which is actually up in the order of 8%. Very strong performer, the leader on the ASX 200. This is the medical products company. It highlighted a record month for sales, which jumped almost 70% in April on the prior month. And it attributed this to solid demand overseas, but also in Australia and New Zealand.
Another winner today, shares of Flight Centre. So they actually did a presentation and told investors they're on track to deliver record full-year sales, with the total transaction value for the year to surpass $23.7 billion. They also mentioned that some of their busiest trading months are yet to come in terms of seasonality, and that market trends are starting to look more positive. So quite a solid update there from Flight Centre, and it shares up in the order of around 2% today.
Property Group Goodman is down slightly today. It did actually raise its profit goals for the year for the second time this year a bit earlier. So you would imagine perhaps a gain could have been on the cards. But keep in mind, earlier it did briefly hit a record high. So a few things in this update, but one on one side, it pointed out that supply for logistics spaces has been reducing globally. Demand has also dropped a bit, but still it thinks that its profits should be a bit more significant this year.
One stock that didn't go anywhere today, it ended basically flat, and that's because it was in a trading halt, is gold miner De Grey Mining. I don't know why I think I'm funny. I'm really not.
Sometimes.
Anyways, this morning they announced that they'll be raising $600 million from investors to fund a portion of its gold project in Western Australia. So it is quite normal for shares to be halted before announcing a capital raising. And what we do generally see, or what we have seen in the past, is the share price falling when they come back online. So that's potentially something you might notice in the coming days.
Property Classifieds Group Domain down by almost 4% today. It actually said that revenues over the past quarter have jumped about 17%. It's noticing a lift in the number of properties going up for sale. Of course, we had so many interest rate hikes over the past couple of years, but it also said that costs are a bit higher than expected as well. And that's seems to be what shareholders are focused on, with the stock taking a big hit.
Just one more thing that I noticed on the market today. On the worst performers list, Paladin Energy, that's the uranium miner, down by around 3%, making them the fourth worst performer. But that's after hitting more than a decade high in yesterday's session. So they're doing pretty well, still hovering around these highs after uranium prices have been pushed higher and higher. And we also saw Boss Energy on the losers list today, another uranium miner.
And sleep apnea treatment company ResMed today was ex-dividend. It's paying out 5.1 cents to shareholders on the 13th of June. But still, stock was up almost 1%, so a solid improvement on an ex-div date.
There you have it. Bucking the trend, you might call it. Let's look ahead.
Let's look ahead, because in the US tonight, there's not a huge amount of economic news, as I said, for the remainder of the week. But we do get some profit results from the likes of Uber, Airbnb, Light & Wonder, and also News Corp.
Yep, that will be busy. So that could impact what we see with News Corp tomorrow on the Aussie market, because they're obviously dual listed. The other big thing to watch tomorrow, I guess, in the absence of any economic data, will be CBA's third quarter trading update. So that's the second biggest stock on the whole Aussie market. So whatever comes out of that update could potentially have an impact on the market.
We have a couple of AGMs as well from the likes of Ampol, but I think that's about it. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Can't wait.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.